Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you're just in time for Pet Talk with Dr. Mark. Sit, stay, and listen. He's with the Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. Good morning, Dr. Mark Sprayberry. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. And happy spring. It
happy
is
spring,
here.
Happy spring, finally.
All the pollen and everything. Yes.
Yes, I've been sneezing all day.
I know.
And doing, clearing that. And every guest I've had today, by the way, is doing it. So I'm not alone.
Yeah,
right?
I just did it myself.
I know. See, we're not alone. But the good news is it's going to be gorgeous this weekend. We've got 70s, low 80s.
That's why we live in Florida. Mm-mm-mm. This is why, you know.
This is it.
I tell you, Meg, it's something.
This is it. So how does this beautiful weather and this spring weather affect our pets?
Well, there's a lot of coughing and clearing going on.
Right? A little bit of chewing on the paws.
Yeah, been doing a lot of that. It seems like that's all we do now, right now. And my own two little Shelties, shout out to Quinn and Finley.
Aww.
They're at daycare and the plan stay this weekend because I'm going out of town to see some family in Mississippi when I do finish the show. And but anyway, it's just a lot going on. And, you know, a dog coughs and people think, oh, it's kennel cough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get squared away on this. If a dog is vaccinated, it is unlikely it's Bordetella, which is the bacteria that causes kennel cough.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it's just pollen. And sometimes these little bitty dogs, Chihuahuas, Yorkies, the toy breeds, even my Shelties have small tracheas. So any little thing that gets it irritated just makes them go off. Okay.
And there's a lot of that around right now.
Yeah. So, and it can happen whether you're boarding, daycare, or at home,
mm-hmm.
because the pollen is everywhere and anywhere right now. So what I try to do with these guys is assess, like my own Shelties. They've been at home for a couple of weeks. They started coughing, of course, all the pollen. So I took them in, checked them out, you know, cultured. It wasn't Bordetella.
Mm-hmm.
So I always put them on a little antibiotic. They give them a little tiny steroid shot, take the inflammation down out of the trachea, the windpipe. Put them on some cough tabs, and they're fine. This particular year, though, Meg, I tell you, I've been here 25 years. I practiced 31 years. This is the worst pollen I've ever seen.
Okay, you're making me feel better because I thought, is there something wrong with me? Because I'd never have had the kind of reactions I'm having right now.
Yeah, it's the worst. And I've had my pets some round antibiotics, two steroid shots, a Cytopoint, which is excellent for allergies. We'll talk about that a little later.
Mm-hmm.
Cough tabs and various things. You know, and they're much, much better. They still have a cough every now and then. Well, it's the tracheal mucosa gets really inflamed, especially this time of year with this much pollen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take them a bit to get over. Usually they get over it in a week, but we're going into about the second week. Now, okay, and Finley's not as bad, but Quinn has a Malaysia, which is damage to her. She was born with to her trachea. And so,
well, they're lucky dogs because they have quick access to you.
Well, I don't know. Best dogs don't get any treatment until my girls in my office say, Doc, you need to do something about your dogs. I mean, you know, and then I bring them in and say, well, just do this, and they do it.
But I stand corrected. However, my question is, the signs?
But they're doing great.
But when is it, when I have a dog, when I had my dog, sometimes I didn't know, is this just sort of a normal little cough, or how do you know when it's time to bring your dog into the vet? Because some dogs just have mannerisms and things like that, and cats too.
Mm-hmm.
When is the time to bring it to the vet? When is it an emergency, I guess, is the question.
Well, when they get persistent, when it gets persistent where it's annoying,
mm-hmm.
and it's keeping you up at night, and maybe they're not wanting to eat as much, they're not moving around as much, you know, something like that, you really need to kind of bring them in. It's usually a pretty easy fix. But some pets just, have changes in their lung tissue. I'm not going to call it asthma, but kind of an allergic lung disease,
mm-hmm.
like we have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's treated a little bit differently than just a cough. And Quinn, my little Sheltie that has this issue, it's not fixable. It's one of those things she was born with. small trachea, and then any little thing that gets it irritated just compounds the problem. So I tend to try to nip that in the bud with her. Mm-hmm. So if she does it more than once a day, you know, because that's her normal.
Right.
She starts getting it 4 and 5, 6 times, then I'm probably going to jump on it and eventually. And the one more thing I wanted to say, too, your veterinarian can write a prescription for a narcotic cough medication that I really like using at night, because then the pet sleeps, they don't cough, and then you get to sleep, and then everybody feels better. Okay.
Okay.
And so occasionally that's needed, not often, but occasionally.
Okay. This is a great question coming in from Steve, one of our listeners. A little bit different topic, but certainly an important one.
He said, for everything. Today.
Okay. I have a cat with bad depression. He's 5 years old, and we had to put his 15-year-old brother down about 2 weeks back. Oh. Maxwell is obviously affected. What can I do to help him cope and get better? I'm going to cry.
Well, Steve, that's
so true.
Well, it is.
Gosh.
Just throwing this out there, Steve, not trying to make you feel better, but, I had a buddy of mine that flew for NASA, retired up in Huntsville, but was still doing some work for NASA, and he built his own planes. Now, you know where this is going. So he'd had, 50,000 hours flying, and he'd always took his dog up every morning. They went flying in his little built plane he had, and this particular morning, the dog did not go with him, had to go to the vet or something. So Bob goes up, and he starts flying, and when he takes off, he loses engine power. Instead of just landing it, he tries to turn around. Of course, he loses lift. I used to fly.
Don't
ever do that. You lose lift, and then he crashed and killed him. Well,
this
little dog can never get over it. And his veterinarian in Huntsville, Bob's wife and my first cousin were big buddies in college many years ago. They call me, and he says, I don't know what else to do. I've done this. And I said, well, man, you've done it all. And so the guy said, well, maybe just a change in venue. So they brought that dog down here to me. We placed it in 2 or 3 homes. We had it on Prozac, Xanax.
Aww.
I mean, everything. had somebody come in and do an exorcism on the dog. I mean, everything.
Oh, my gosh.
And that dog kept breaking out. And so finally we ended up, and the dog was getting older and had a couple of heart issues. So we ended up putting the dog to sleep. I mean, it was really miserable. And at that point, I said, we got to do a better job on this and recommendations. So I started, behavioral medicine, it was just kind of coming in vogue about 20 years ago when that happened. And so I started taking courses on it. And it's a thing with pets. They really do grieve. When my wife passed away, my pets were like that too.
Aww.
They just want to go sit in the parking, in the driveway where she had fallen. See, the thing on this is cats are, of course, from another planet. I've said it once a million times. They're wonderful, but they can be very needy, and they can be very sad. So a couple options. Sometimes you can put them on a little Prozac Buspar. They can compound it. You put it in the cat's ears. You don't have to shove something down their throat all the time. There's another little product out called Feel-Away. It's a plug-in. Now, I'm not into vitamins and voodoo per se, but this really works. It's called Feel-Away. You can get it at your veterinarian's office. They probably have it online, but be careful online. Sometimes it's not the exact thing. But Feel-Away, your vet has, is what it is. It's the pheromone from the breast of a lactating female cat, and there's one for dogs too.
Wow.
And this, a lot of times, will bring down some of that anxiety. You plug it in. It's like a Glade air freshener, but it's not. It's a little bit bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
It gets warm to the touch if you have children. If the cat comes up and touches it, it won't hurt them. It won't affect humans, but it's really been a great product. I usually start there, and then I'll go to like Buspar, Prozac.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the best thing you can do, Steve, is get another cat.
Right.
A young one.
Mm-hmm.
So Maxwell, I believe you said, is his name. So Maxwell can kind of, be the big brother here and gives them something to focus on and all. So that's kind of what you do. And this applies to the dog too, dogs as well. Everything I've said applies to dogs too. Drugs are usually in my last resort.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like that. I've never heard of Feel-Away, but they have it for cats and dogs.
Yeah. The dog one is
Do they have it for people?
We need it.
I believe. There's a little Feel-Away right
my
now.
Office, way my office has been, the way it's kind of crazy stuff we see, we need it every day. I tell the girls in my office we have a fabulous staff.
I said, make a million on this one, right? Not,
yeah.
This idea.
I tell the girls.
The Shark Tank.
Exactly. I tell the girls, I said, I'm just going to line all y'all up and give you each a Valium every morning. That's what we need to do. Just have your hand out or put your tongue out. I'm going to pop in your mouth.
No, no.
But the one for dogs is called Adaptil. Mm-hmm. Adaptil. A French veterinarian developed this because he had two dogs at home that were tearing up the house. Mm. His Rottweiler was tearing up the house and then started chewing on his wife's Yorkie. And then that got to be a marital issue. And so he hypothesized that the calmest a creature is when they're nursing the mother, whether it be human, animal, or whatever. And I tell you, we have had tremendous success with it. It doesn't work for everything, mm-hmm. but I tell you, in the pets it works in, it is unbelievably great.
So if Steve wants to maybe come bring the cat in or come see you, where are you again?
And glad,
if you just join us, we're talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry. So where is your clinic and where are you?
Yeah, I'm glad to see you on this, Steve. I'm kind of a jack of all trades, not a master of none, but my daycare is something we do a lot of dog daycare because those are all, it's basically a psych ward there. Mm-hmm. But kitties need that focus. They need a job. They need something to stimulate them emotionally, and that'll really help. And I think a new cat might be in your future, I would recommend. I'm at 4220 North Davis. I'm across from Bailey's Farmers Market.
Okay. Can't miss it.
No. And there's two veterinarians. There's a Dr. Stubman there. He's in a white building there next to me. And then my building is the one with the big copper top pyramid roof, brick building, et cetera. And it's got a sign that says Olive Branch Pet Hospital. Has a dog and cat cartoon character waving. So, but I'll be more than happy to see you anytime. And this is something with my practice. I spend a lot of time with people because by the time they come see you, they've been three or four other places. Now they want a diagnosis, or they're just not getting the help
that they need. Yeah.
Or their practice has gone corporate. It's very impersonal, et cetera. In fact, I was seeing an orthopedic surgeon this morning. Dr. Travis Roth about my knee. He's fantastic. Travis, I'm putting a plug in for you. And he was saying he was going somewhere, and it had just gotten so impersonal, and his dog's ears are just not getting better. They just do the same thing. They throw the same thing at it and all. So he's going to make an appointment. Come see me.
Good.
Yeah, Steve, so that's a very good question, and that applies to both dog and cats.
And humans.
Yes, and humans. Yes, oh, believe me. Been
yes,
through it.
Past and humans.
Past 3 years since Kim passed away. I understand.
Yeah. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert on animals is here today, Dr. Mark Sprayberry. The show is called Sit, Stay, and Listen because he has a plethora of knowledge for us. Talk a bit about your play and stay in the boarding because people are going on vacations now and they're getting ready. And so I'm assuming now would be the time to make a reservation. But tell folks a little bit about that.
Yes, I was just clearing my throat.
No, he's over there coughing.
Sorry. I've been practicing in Pensacola for 25 years, and I was in Orlando before, did an internship and surgery and some other specialties. But the daycare and the plan stay is kind of boarding. Daycare is what it is, a daycare. Mm-hmm. We have plenty of room for them to run around and play. A lot of places in town.
A lot of acreage, isn't it?
It is. And we have gym equipment and decks. And, you know, we figure out who likes who. And then they all get to see their friends. And, and we have a list of buddies that each dog likes to play with and that kind of thing. But it is really that stimulation emotionally is very, very important. In fact, when I turn in, like I took my dogs to the clinic yesterday because I'm leaving this morning for to go to see my family today. But we pull in, you know, Quinn and Finley just start jumping on the dash. They start, if I don't have the windows closed in this old pickup of mine, they'll try to jump out the window.
Right. Whereas when I used to take my dog to the vet, he would go under the seat.
Exactly.
He didn't want to go.
Well, yeah. Yeah, obviously, Meg, you were not coming to see me.
Yeah,
right?
I wasn't coming to see you. Let me just clarify. I was not coming to see Dr. Mark.
Well, not everybody loves Dr. Mark. I get it. I mean, I'm there to, you know, see you a couple times a year, and I'm glad to see. But we do love our we treat them like they're our own and yeah. probably better.
He talks about that. You've got to talk about the activities and things because I think that's so true. Unfortunately, those of us that work, we leave the pet at home alone a lot. And mm-hmm. that's when the bad behaviors of chewing things, because they're bored.
Yeah, it's 100%.
Too much energy. So if you can take them to the play and stay, daycare. Then, but the daycare, I just love, you have to talk about some of the things okay. y'all do for the animals that are staying there.
Well.
Because it makes me want to go there. It just sounds like fun.
Well, my staff, I mean, it's amazing the stuff they come up for. They have an apple bobbing, of course, at Valentine's. They have a kissing booth.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they had Chase the Leprechaun the other day. there,
who,
you know,
who was the leprechaun?
That's a good question. I try to stay in my, it's some property. It's 4.2 acres and 13,000 square feet. So I'm right there, if I have to see somebody, but I'm usually up front doing my thing. But I've got these fabulous, fabulous ladies that work back there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them go to college here at the UWF. And then we have some ones have been with me for a long time too, kind of what I call my senior staff mm-hmm. that manage it. And they just have a big time. I've got the best prices in town on everything. My office and everything I have is paid for. I do this because I love it. Pensacola's been good to me, and I'm going to be good to Pensacola. And we take a lot of time with folks. We just do a great job, and I'd like to see people, come try us out.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to do it.
Well, you've said often that the best thing is when you drop your dog off or a cat in the morning, and then you come back in the afternoon, and they tell your story.
Well, yeah, they come back, they eat their dinner and go to bed.
That's it.
I mean, they're exhausted.
Right.
I mean, isn't that what you want with your children too? They go to daycare.
Come home exhausted.
Yeah, and then 7 o'clock, you can have a little me time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
But, it's fun. We have a good time, and we take really good care of them, and they get a lot of stimulation. We do handle a lot of dogs that have emotional problems.
Do you?
Yeah, we do, and those pets are handled individually, especially if they don't get along with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are rescues or things. I mean,
right.
You never know
they've
what's happened.
A history,
and they've gone everywhere else, and a lot of the corporate places in town, they won't take anything unless it's like perfectly acting, and which is fine. But the dogs that really need this are the ones that have some emotional challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the owners bring them to us so we can work on it. My own personal dog, Finley, was tied up outside in Michigan with 30 or 29 others, a total of 30 year round in northern Michigan. Now Michigan's absolutely gorgeous, but mm-hmm. it gets freaking cold up there.
Mm-hmm.
And the older people that owned it, one of the people passed away and the lady had to go to assisted living anyway. When the state moved in, 7 of the 30 were dead, just tied up outside.
Oh, heartbreaking.
So Finley was number 23, and we got him because I'm a veterinarian, and mm-hmm. we'd had a history of Shelties, and my wife knew Sheltie Rescue out of Nashville. So they let me have him because he was on Prozac and all this other stuff. By him going to the daycare, he hasn't been on Prozac or Xanax in years. And I attribute it to the girls
mm-hmm.
and guys. A young man works in Marvin, works there. Just they're so great with them, and they can read these pets so well.
Mm.
Of course, I have to get involved every now and then if somebody has a disagreement with the other, but it's pretty rare mm-hmm. that happens, mm-hmm.
So it's really, for me, what I'm hearing is you don't just put them outside and then leave them there.
No.
You've got active people who are watching them, taking
yeah.
care of them.
And cameras.
And that's the difference maker.
They go out 5-6 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come back in and have a big play area inside the daycare. So if it's bad weather, it's rainy, we're still getting the time in.
Okay, and someone just texted in, please, contact information. This is from Lisa in Milton, so one more time.
Yeah, hey, Lisa. So it's Dr. Mark Sprayberry, and my name of my clinic is Olive Branch Pet Hospital, and the boarding part is called Play and Stay, and I've been there not exactly in this location for 25 years. I was on Olive Road for a while. So
where are you now? What's your location?
Yes, it's on Davis, 4220 mm-hmm. North Davis. It's right across the street from Bailey's Farmers Market, which is a wonderful place to get produce and things
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. So we'd love to see you. It's It's a little bit of a compound when you pull in. The clinic's there, and then you go on back a little bit, and there's three buildings back there, and then there's 2.5 acres undeveloped there. So it's about 4.2 acres. So we got a lot of room. It didn't like they're going out in a little yard and or whatever. They are they got room to roam.
Well, earlier in the show, we were talking about allergies. It is springtime. So if you're noticing that your cat or dog is really struggling with it, because there is a point at which they're miserable. Yes. So can you just review what you were talking about earlier?
Yeah. Well, so it's pollen, grass, trees. I mean, it's just that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
There's three things that cause itching in Florida. It's fleas, food, and Florida. Okay, that is the three outs. Fleas, flea, far. So fleas are number one in the country for. There's a lot of great flea medications, usually combined with heartworm prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Most pets are on it and need to be on it. Not all pets are allergic to fleas. Not all pets attract fleas. But the ones that do, one flea bite can make them itch for 2 weeks. And for every flea you see on your pet, there's 100 more in the environment. So sometimes you need to spray the yard if you're having an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about what's inside the house, but it's the outside, because for every flea, there's 100 more.
Oh, my goodness.
Second thing is food allergies. It's chicken, beef, wheat, and milk for dogs, and usually a seafood type allergy if it's cats.
Wait a minute. Chicken, beef, that's what I'm always feeding my dog.
Well, that's the easiest protein to acquire.
Uh-huh. But they're actually being allergic to that. Uh-huh. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, chicken, beef, wheat, and milk. And then the third thing is, of course, atopic dermatitis, which is, you know, allergies that we are all having. And a lot of lesions, sometimes they chew enough, it'll be lesions on the face, feet, the axilla, which is your armpits and your groin down, you know, around your privates.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I start seeing those kind of things, there's two or three things you can treat with. There's an injection called Cytopoint a lot. There's a new product called Numelvi, which is, I just was at a meeting at Grand Marlin Tuesday night. It's a good product. I don't use that I don't use those type pill products for a lot because I see a lot of cancer issues that not from the medication, but if they've had a history of cancer issues, you have to be very, very, very careful with Apoquel, Zenrelia. But this Numelvi is a new product that's very selective, and I think it's going to really take off. It's the next generation. So those are things you can treat this with. Do we do steroids? I will use steroids every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But I do a lot of knee surgeries, hip surgeries, and when you do a lot of ACLs and a lot of it, I look through the record. It's been referred to me. I look at the record. It's steroids, 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 steroids.
Yeah.
Then I know kind of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gotten away from steroids, not totally. Now, if you got this big old hot spot, nasty and all, it needs a little steroid shot and some antibiotics, and you'll be good to go.
I've got a quick question. We're going to sneak in here in the last minute or so.
Okay.
What about bathing the dog that has allergies?
I think that is a great, great point. A good friend of mine's Rob Schick in town. He's the boarded dermatologist, veterinary dermatologist. And I was sitting around watching football and hanging out, and we were just talking shop. And he says, you know, you need to tell your patients, Mark, that you can't rinse an itchy dog enough.
Okay,
that's Rob's exact words, and he's exactly right. You know, these feet, if people just rinse those feet off before they come in at night, I think it'd help a lot. But we'd love to see you. We'll get you in. We're busy people, but we'll get you in. Just mention the radio show.
Yes.
And we'll give you a little discount if you
there
come
you
in.
There you go.
Okay?
Yeah. So mention Pep Talk, and it's Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark Sprayberry. He's with the Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. Doc, where are you located? And your phone number one more time.
Yeah, 4220 North Davis, across from Bailey's Farmers Market. Phone number 850-477-2901. Thanks, Meg.
Thanks,
Pep Talk. God bless everybody. Y'all be safe this weekend. Have a great time.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Mark Sprayberry. It was great to have you here as always. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.